So the question was asked, very often we see things naif, and we can attribute it to midah keneged midah, or we cannot attribute it to midah keneged midah, and even if we do, how do we know whether it is or isn't? I remember when there were the floods in New Orleans, so people were saying New Orleans had this holiday when they'd go out and do all kinds of promiscuous activities. The Mardi Gras, maybe it was called, or something. Something like that, whatever. So, they'd say, look at how immoral. This was like the capital of immorality in the U.S., so they got hit. And I remember when you had the wildfires and you had the earthquakes in L.A. and San Diego, and people were saying, yeah, they're talking about marriages between people who are men and men, women and women, or all kinds of things that are immoral. So you see, they're suffering. So I think that the rule is, on the one end, God runs the world that way. On the other end, we don't know why God is doing anything. We're not prophets, we don't know. But our parsha still gives us a very interesting message. Our parsha says that we as the Jewish people, with regard to what happens to us, we have a responsibility to look and say, wait, why is God doing this to us? The parsha doesn't say look at other nations and say that. But the parsha does say that when something bad happens to us, there God says, will you stop and ask yourselves, why is this happening to me? If you stop and ask yourselves, then you'll change your course. You'll become better people. You'll be more moral people. And then I won't have to make it worse. But if you don't, I'll make it worse. So we see that when it comes to a person himself, a person, at least when bad things happen, a person is supposed to say, this is because of A or B or C, maybe. We can't be confident, we don't know. But a person is supposed to take a message from that and become better. So when bad things happen, that's definitely an obligation to do. That might even be a mitzvah d'oraisa. That a person stops, and when bad things happen, he stops and pauses and analyzes how he should be a better person. And there a person might be able to notice the midah keneged midah, and maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's yes. Now, what about good things? So that's a little bit tricky. On the one end, we do have many Gemaras that tell us that you give tzedakah, Hashem will help your assets. You give your miser correctly, then your assets will work better. Uvchanunina bezot, about that Hashem says, I'm willing to let you test me on that, which is a little complicated. How do you know how much money you were supposed to make? The Talmud says all your expenses are gauged from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, other than your expenses on Shabbos, Yom Tov, your children's education, and according to some versions of this Medrash, what you spend on Rosh Chodesh, in honor of Rosh Chodesh too. So we don't know what income we were supposed to have during this year. That's a little hard to prove. At the same time, it is a certain attitude Chazal wanted us to have. Now, what are the practical applications? You see that the tour had a meager meal for Shabbos. He said, I'm living in such dire poverty, he writes in the tour, in his halachic work. He says, I'd always ask my father the rush, what am I supposed to do? I can't afford more than a little piece of bread and a little piece of something that we cook on the fire, and that's all I eat all week long, and I can't afford more than that. Am I supposed to starve the other days so that I have a little bit more for Shabbos? What am I really supposed to do? I'm living at the bare minimum as it is. So you see, he didn't take this Gemara so simply and say, oh, let me just spend every penny I got just on Shabbos, and then everything will work out right. He didn't say that. And the Mishnah Berurah goes into how exactly do we apply this halachically in the beginning of the laws of Shabbos. So we can't take things so simply and say, the Gemara says everything's going to work out, so just do it. You have to learn the halacha, understand the laws of Maaser, know how to give Maaser, understand the laws of honoring Shabbos, know how to honor Shabbos, etc., etc., etc. So it's a little bit complex, and it's even more than that. That when the Gemara in Tanis discusses what happens if a person prays, and he shakes the heavens, he prays, and thanks to his prayer, it starts pouring rain. There's a drought. We don't know how we're going to manage. And this guy, he davens and davens, and finally it rains. So the Gemara derives from a pasuk that if he walks out of shul and says, I did a pretty good job. My davening really got it to rain. God makes sure to disprove him. God makes sure that by the end of the period, he's not going to be so convinced his davening did anything. God will make it automatically look like it wasn't his davening that did anything, when in truth it was. But Hashem does not want us to take any of the credit that our davening is what got A or B or C to change. So we see that it's a little bit challenging. We have to know how to apply it for the good. The one place we do know, or at least I know how to apply it, is when bad things happen, then yes, when bad things happen to us, we're supposed to stop and say, why did this happen? To us as a people, to us as an individual. When good things happen, I'm not sure how much we're supposed to really take credit and say, yeah, because I did this, I had that. You know, there's a Medrash Tanchuma that says, this is a checked segula. If you bring guests into your home, if a person is big into Achnasas Orchim, then Hashem will give him children. It's a good segula to know. It's a Medrash Tanchuma. And that there are people who couldn't have kids, and then they'd go and work in the hospitals in Netanya, in Rehovot. Rehovot, Netanya, I don't remember. And there are many couples who couldn't have kids, and then they started volunteering, helping all the people who get stuck in the hospital for Shabbos, bringing them food, serving them the food, and then these couples suddenly had kids. You know, there are many people. So go figure, is this why? I don't know. I'd be careful on the positive. On the negative, I'd also be careful. You know, a person has to take note for himself. I don't know if a person should be telling other people. That was a prophet's job, and according to the Gemara, that's a rabbi's job. A rabbi also has a job that if bad things are happening, there's a drought or other things, to gather the people and remind them that if this is happening, we're supposed to take note. So when bad things happen, yes, we are supposed to see it. And even there, I'm not sure that we can point to specific averos and say, you know, it's because of A or B or C. We find that David HaMelech tried that and it didn't work. Right? There was a famine, there was a drought. The first year he called in all the leaders and said, maybe it's because the people aren't careful about A. So they all went out and checked and checked and checked and checked, and they came back and said, no, David, it's not because of that. So year number two, King David sent them out and said, maybe it's because of mitzvah B. So they all went out and checked and checked and checked and checked. They came back and they said, no, it's not because of B. So the third year he said, maybe it's because of mitzvah C. So they went out and they checked and they came back and they said, no, everyone's okay on that too. So he said, ah, then it's my fault. So he turned to God and he said, okay, God, what should be done differently? What do we want? What are we supposed to do? And God answered him. That's the story in the end of the book of Shmuel. So you see that the leader does have this job of telling the people, maybe you should check A or B or C. But again, you see, even by David, he didn't hit the nail on the head, not the first time, second time, or third time. So it's a little challenging here. It's not so clear. It's not so clear. It makes us wonder what the Ran meant when the Ran said, this shows us Ashkechat Hashem. It seems like the Ran must have meant something more like, when the prophet said it, we saw it. There's a famous story that the Chafetz Chaim had in his town, a guy who was always harming the Jews, always bad-mouthing and harming them whenever they could. And then, during some war, his house was bombed. In the whole town, everyone was okay. His house was devastated. And the Chafetz Chaim is quoted as having said, I've been waiting for years to see God pay him back. So the Chafetz Chaim felt he did receive the Midah Keneged Midah, that he'd been harming the whole town, and now the whole town was okay, and his house was the one destroyed. But I don't know, you know, I don't believe stories so quickly. Gotta make sure whether that's really legit. I don't know. I don't know if